I've got it! Tink cried out, cutting off any further conversation on insects and fey odor. Tink took off and Adrian and I ran after her, struggling not to lose sight of the werewolf as she barreled through the forest. Just as she vanished out of sight, I heard a snarl that sent shivers down my back, followed by a ripping sound. Adrian and I burst into a rocky clearing just in time to see Tink launch herself at a werewolf in human form. The werewolf cowered before her alpha, but survival instinct overruled pack hierarchy, and in a flash the two wolves were rolling across the ground, snapping at each other. The wolf that I assumed was Briarly managed to roll free and tried to run for the woods, only to be tackled by Tink within a few strides. Tink was a tiny werewolf in her human form, and she wasn't as large as the other werewolf in her animal form, but the alpha was fierce and fast. Still, the other werewolf was steadily overpowering her as they rolled and bit. Knowing I'd only end up hurt if I got in the middle of the fight and tried to help, I turned away from Tink and looked for Stanley. The other werewolf wasn't in the clearing, so I headed to where I'd seen Briarly standing when Tink had first jumped her. Climbing a pile of rocks, I pushed myself up and onto a flat boulder and nearly fell off the other side where a sheer drop of 20 feet ended with a narrow shelf and a tree growing sideways from the rock face. Hanging half on the tree and half on the ledge was an unconscious and bleeding Stanley. "Get Cassie!" I shouted back to Adrian. There was no way I could get the werewolf up off that ledge unassisted, but there might be a way I could get down to him. Taking a steadying breath, I studied the cliffside and tried to remember all the years I'd climbed this mountain as a kid, all the times I'd clawed my way up a rock face with tiny handholds and not much to support my weight, all the times I'd almost fallen but been too young to realize the consequences of such a fall. Kids feel invincible. A 27-year-old woman does not feel so invincible. And eyeing the descent, all I could think of was my body splattered below in a twisted heap of broken bones and flesh. But something tugged at me deep inside where my magic dwelled. Something told me that Stanley needed me. I was a witch who had no offensive or defensive capabilities. I was shit in a fight, but I could heal, and right now I knew that's what Stanley needed. Gritting my teeth, I lowered myself over the edge, envisioning the path I needed to take to safely get down to where Stanley was. The muscles in my arms trembled as I gingerly felt for toeholds to support my weight. One rock slipped under my foot, sending the stone clattering down the side of the mountain, but my other foot found a stable hold and the next rock helped balance my weight. Relaxing for a moment, I eased one hand down, testing my weight on the rock before lowering the opposing foot to a thick root extending from a crack in a sheer space of stone. Slowly, I made my way down until I found myself on the narrow ledge with Stanley. Forcing myself not to immediately provide aid to the werewolf, I took in my surroundings. The tree where Stanley's legs were tangled was anchored deep in the cliff face, and there were several smaller trees just like it a few feet below the werewolf. The shelf where I stood and where Stanley's upper body rested was narrow, but widened off to my right. A stout bush jutted out just where the ledge ended. The hardy trees and shrubs gave me something to quickly grab if I started to slip off the shelf. But I wasn't the problem right now. It was Stanley. If I slid him off the tree to lay down on the ledge, his weight might pull the pair of us off the side, and there was no way I could hold Stanley's weight and catch myself on the trees. Lowering myself to the ledge, I eased forward toward Stanley and put my fingers on his neck. His pulse was slow and thready. There was blood from a head wound and from a bunch of scratches, and his one leg twisted at an abnormal angle. But aside from that, he didn't seem to be suffering from any significant injury. Why was he unconscious? I'd seen werewolves not even notice these types of injuries. I ran my hands over his face and dark brown beard, then down his neck to his chest, closing my eyes as I tried to sense where unseen injuries might be. It hit me with a strength that made my nose twitch and eyes sting. I sneezed, then pulled my hands away to rub my eyes. Wolf's bane. A lot of wolf's bane.